Saint Mary Ann Cope, Virgin, Third Order. In the summer of 1883, a decade after Saint Damien de Voyster had begun to serve as chaplain of the leper colony on Molokai, a priest, Father Leonor, knocked on the door of St. Anthony Convent in Syracuse, New York. He was looking for a religious community that would respond to the appeal of King Kalakaua of the Hawaiian Islands for sisters to care for the island's sick poor, especially the victims of leprosy. St. Mary Ann, the provincial of the Sisters of the Third Franciscan Order Minor Conventuals, had no trouble making a decision. "I desire to accept this work in the name of the great St. Francis," she said. In the same year, she personally led the first group of six sisters to Hawaii. They were the first members of a religious community founded in the United States to enter upon mission work in a foreign land. Born in Germany on January 23, 1838, St. Mary Ann grew up in Utica, New York. She joined the Franciscan Sisters in Syracuse in 1862, only 2 years after they were established as an independent branch of the Franciscan Sisters of Philadelphia, who had been founded by St. John Neumann in 1855. She was the second Mother Provincial of the Syracuse Sisterhood from 1877 to 1886. The first sisters were followed by others, and from November 1883 to November 1888, under St. Mary Ann's guidance, 12 of her sisters were caring for lepers and the other sick and the female children of lepers at Honolulu, Oahu, and Wailuku, Maui. In 1888, about a half year before the death of St. Damien, St. Mary Ann went to Molokai to take charge of the boys' home, later renamed Baldwin Home, until 1895, and of the Bishop Home for Women and Girls at the Kaulapapa Settlement on the island for the rest of her life, a period of 30 years. St. Mary Ann was in her 81st year when she died on August 9, 1918. Her grave at Kaulapapa is marked by a beautiful monument, a high pedestal surmounted by a statue of St. Francis embracing the crucified Savior. The Sacred Congregation for the Causes of Saints in 1974 granted the Syracuse Sisterhood permission to gather and submit preliminary research on the life and virtues of Mother Mary Ann. She was then canonized by Pope Benedict XVI in 2012. Apostolic zeal, courage, and charity. Consider the apostolic zeal of St. Mary Ann. After accepting the invitation to make a foundation in distant Hawaii, she wrote on July 12, 1883, quote, "I am hungry for the work, and I wish with all my heart to be one of the chosen ones, whose privilege it will be to sacrifice themselves for the salvation of the souls of the poor islanders. I am not afraid of any disease. Hence, it would be my greatest delight even to minister to the abandoned leper." End quote. Do I make any real sacrifices in order to take part in the missionary work of the church, the work of saving souls? Consider the confident courage of St. Mary Ann. When she was invited to go to Molokai, the Hawaii Minister of the Interior wrote, quote, "The duties to be discharged are of such a nature that I do not feel I have the right to urge the matter upon you," end quote. But St. Mary Ann replied that she had two companions, and they were cheerfully willing to undertake the work. And she said she was confident that the other sisters of her order will cheerfully volunteer to come and join them. She was not mistaken, and she remained on Molokai for 30 years. Consider the heroic charity of Saint Mary Ann. Speaking of Saint Damian's death, she wrote, quote, "His was a grand and noble life of self-sacrifice. What more can a mortal do than give his life for his fellow creatures?" End quote. Though she did not contract the disease as he did, Saint Mary Ann likewise gave her life for her fellow creatures. She was indeed a heroine of charity. Prayer of the Church. Lord God, you taught us that all your commandments are summed up in the love of you and of our neighbor. Grant that we may imitate the example of Saint Mary Ann by doing works of charity, and so be numbered among the blessed in your kingdom. Amen. Saint Mary Ann Cope, pray for us.